The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
You know, at one point, Diana didn't know what guffaw was. There was a big disagreement.
Right.
She's like, is that a word? Yeah.
Right.
It's a word. She's not here right now, so I'm going to make fun of her.
It is a word.
It is.
Yeah.
It's an important word. It's the opposite end of the spectrum from titter.
From titter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's good times. Hey, coming up on the show today, Christiana will reveal what's better on TV.
I will.
It's true. There was a plane delayed by a very unusual animal. We'll get into that. And we'll explain why Kareem and Christiana are ruining America. Well, not you specifically,
sure.
But... That's according to an oil company executive. So,
yes,
breaking news on that.
My mission in life.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody! Thanks for tuning into the show. Let me get the Amazon plug out of the way right up top. If you're going to do shopping on Amazon, how about you do this? How about you help us out? Go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click that Shop Amazon tab, and then shop like you normally would. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And we do appreciate it. And remember, Amazon does, if you get Amazon Prime, it's free two-day shipping. They've got free economy shipping, even
and
if you don't.
And now, if you have Prime and you want to wait longer, you can get yourself a dollar towards your like video rentals.
Oh, that's true.
You can voluntarily like say, I don't need it that quick, and they give you a dollar. That's kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're always expanding Prime Video if you happen to be a Prime member. And they also have the new audio thing. So in addition,
Prime, the music is good.
The music, yeah.
The music's great.
Isn't HBO on Prime?
Yes. It's some of the older HBO shows. It's not the current stuff from HBO. But if you want to watch The Wire, that's all there. The Sopranos is there.
Mm-hmm.
The first couple seasons of Boardwalk Empire, not the new ones, but all of that. But yeah.
No, I can't watch Justified on Hulu anymore because it's now on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Ain't that a bitch.
So that's where you can find it. So yeah, go ahead and do that. It does not cost you anything extra. It supports the show. I said that before. I did have one bummer thing because I found something for my dad, and I know they do gift wrapping. But the item that I was getting for him, I went to click the gift wrapping thing, and it's like, gift wrapping not available for this item. I'm like,
curses.
Sons of bitches.
Heaven's some Murgatroyd.
I know. It was a monkey wrench in my day, so to speak. Want to deal with that.
Ruined everything.
I know, right? So, Christiana, you teased on the last show. Let's get right to it. I don't want people to be wondering, what is better on TV
than live?
You
don't
want to
keep them listening? Like, what if they tune in? I'm just kidding. we went, I talked on Wednesday about going to the TBD Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this past weekend was our weekend of awesome fun.
Right.
We also saw Nick Offerman at Mondavi, which was, he was great. He was very blue, like, super raunchy. But funny.
You bring the kid to that?
No, I did not bring the kid to that one.
This week.
Mommy, I've learned new words.
He made jokes out of like butt fucking, and so no, my kid wasn't there. yeah, he talked a lot about sex with his wife, and there was a ton of like John Ross, I think, was emceeing. They had like free stand up outside in the plaza before the show. Well, I don't know what I saw him there, and he introduced people. I don't know if he was actually. I don't know. So I saw a lot of people there that I knew. It was a great show. It was fun.
You know who Nick Offerman's wife is, right?
Oh yeah.
Megan Mullally.
Yes. Yeah. And
really?
They're yeah.
Yeah.
So
they've been married for a while.
14 years, he said.
Yeah.
They've been together 14, married 11. This is what I retained.
Hollywood and they apparently like it in the butt.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
She always looked like one of those kind of girls.
What?
You mean fun?
Oh boy. Anyway, so we but Saturday morning we went out to the Sonoma Raceway to watch a charity car race thing. I don't know what it's actually called.
I saw some of the photos on Facebook.
Yes. So I bought a Groupon for it months ago, and we almost weren't going to go because of all the other stuff that ended up happening this weekend. And we were like, nah, fuck it, we're going to go. It's only like an hour away if there's no traffic. There was some traffic, but
there's always traffic,
but it was fun. We got there kind of early, and it was just, it's, you know, all these, if I were a gold digger, I would put on my cute clothes and I would spend my time, go for it, and I would spend my time just trolling, because you have to figure that it's just nothing but rich old dudes who own these cars, because, you know, they can afford to take a trailer with their fancy old ass car around the whole country and race them. So it was fun because we got there in time to see, I think they were doing qualifying races or something for the next day's actual races for what, I don't know. And they had one heat that was all old Formula One cars.
Okay.
So like 70s, 80s cars, which Rob knew. He's like, this. There you go.
That took way too long. Sorry.
It took us a tangent. It took us a long time to convince our wedding DJ that we did want this song to be played. But fortunately, on the day of the wedding, he came over and he was like, did you want me to sub in the radio edit? Because I guess we had just put the regular one.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Anyway. Yeah. So,
yeah, there's a reason why if there are websites for pit babes.
Yeah. Right?
And that the... Bernie Ecclestone, who's the head of F1, has a wife who's like 30.
Oh, I'm sure.
And yeah, it's craziness.
But yeah, it was a fun day. It was kind of hot, but there weren't that many people there, so we, you know, sat up in the shady part of the grandstands. But it made me kind of dizzy to try to keep track of the cars whizzing by you. You know, the grandstands are right at the start flush finish line,
mm-hmm.
and. You can only see like little bits of them going up here over the hill and then coming in front of you, and then they disappear for a turn and they race back in front. And I thought, yeah, I'd still like to go to a Formula One weekend somewhere, but I think I'll just, you know,
have
the money. Yeah, watch it on TV because you see everything then. Don't spoil the last week's race because we're still like 20 minutes from finishing
it. It depends on where you're going to see the race and where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Because there are different races that have different vantage points,
mm-hmm.
and the one that was just this past weekend in Japan,
don't spoil it for me.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm not
going to
spoil it.
Don't
for
spoil
you.
It for me.
It was hit with a typhoon.
That well, okay, we didn't know that part.
Well, yeah, because you didn't even have to start the race to know that it was hit with a typhoon, and. It's one of those things that makes Formula One different than most other auto racing.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Most of the other auto racing, and not the wrestler either, most of the other auto races, whenever there's like a drop of water on the track, they're
calling
like, done.
It. Done. Not
roll
doing
it back
it.
In the garage. They were debating. And they had like the car audio. They started with a safety car.
Right.
And they had the drivers who were reporting back in.
Literally can't see anything.
And one of them would go, the track's looking great. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's do this. Next guy's like, can't see a thing.
Yep,
this is terrible. Yep. Worst thing ever. We can't do this.
Yep.
It's just back and forth. And eventually they've got to figure out, do we just run the whole race behind the safety car? Which, by the way, the most boring thing ever.
For those of you who don't know, if you're behind the safety car, you're not allowed to pass. So it's just a parade of cars in the exact order that they lined up to start with.
And the driver right behind the safety car bitching, the safety car is not going fast enough.
Right. No, that was the car behind the car.
Okay. Either way.
That was stupid Lewis Hamilton.
Lots of complaining.
Hate
about
that guy.
That.
Team Nico.
So... Yeah, Formula One's weird, and they're coming to the U.S. for the next
Halloween weekend in Austin.
The next stop is Sochi.
Yeah,
and then to Austin, Texas.
Yep.
So
shit, they better hope they make it out of Japan
or out of Russia. Who knows? Maybe they'll just be commandeered as like Putin's next, I don't know, project.
I've declared you part of us.
but yeah, it was a fun race, and they were all, you know, they had a. Only one heat we saw was actually like a race where the cars were kind of changing mm-hmm. positions. And you got to walk around and look at the cars afterwards, which was slightly more entertaining to me than going to... My dad's a big fan of like Concours kind of shows where you just look at pretty old cars.
Right.
Which I think they're pretty too. I like them, but I was much more interested in walking around these like racing cars because they're so close to the ground and different up close than you might think, but it was fun. I'd go again.
Yeah, they have those things in Monterey as well.
Yeah, that's too far.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who lives in that area, so
field trip.
Yeah. Well, I've every year I'm like I'm gonna go do that, and every year on that weekend there's something that has come up that prevents me from doing
sure,
it.
Sure. Lack of commitment.
or have to work that weekend. So there's some weird thing here and there.
But I figured out I need to sit like on an end or something where I'm not watching the cars go in front of me because I was getting kind of motion sick.
Oh, yeah.
It was just too much.
Yeah, the one thing about going to the track is you get that vibration feel.
That was awesome. Like when the cars like rev up and you're like, wait a minute. If I had meant for that to come out that funny, it would have been even better.
I know. So mentioned on the last show, I bought some LPs, bought some records. I made the commitment. It wasn't a big commitment because I've been bouncing back and forth. Do I want to buy a record player? Is it a hipster thing? I had one when I was a kid, but everybody did because that's what you had. So it really wasn't that big a deal. It's like going, oh, I had an option. I'll be like, oh yeah, I got an MP3 player.
No, you had 8 tracks.
The only 8-track player in my house was the main stereo, and the only 8 tracks I ever had were hand-me-downs from my cousins.
All right.
So I had like the Bay City Rollers' Greatest Hits on 8-track, and if there was ever an album meant for 8-track, it's the Bay City Rollers' Greatest Hits. But so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I was talking to some guys at work, and they're like, yeah, go ahead and do it. It's great. Go ahead and do it. One of them goes, I have a turntable I'll sell you. Use turntable. It's my spare. And I said, great. How much you want for it? And he goes, $10. And I said, yeah, if it works, great. So he's all excited. He's like, yeah, great. So he brings it in the next day, and he goes, hey, I was reminded by my brother about this one thing. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I took the needle off it and I gave it to my friend because he needed a needle for his record player. But there's only like 2 or 3 different kinds of needles, so it's not a big deal.
What could go wrong?
There are dozens and dozens and dozens of different kinds of needles.
As it turns out.
And you don't go by the record player. It's based on the cartridge that's under there, but the cartridge is under there. There's no number on it. I couldn't find one.
I feel like you should have, like, you should have put up a bat sign for Rob because he would have been like, ooh, fun. Because his thing lately is buying old audio. We've had 3 8-track players pass through our house in the last couple of weeks.
Well, damn. I wish I'd known.
The Guitar Center has needles.
Well, I've got a whole new head for the record player, and it's coming. It was supposed to arrive. We recorded this on Monday. It was supposed to arrive today. The USPS tracking stopped on Friday. I did buy the insurance because I'm no fool, and I got the tracking because I'm like, well, I want to know where it is. And it was supposed to arrive. It left Portland, Oregon. It went from Corvallis up to Portland. It left Portland, Oregon at 3:45 a.m. on Friday.
It's probably stuck in that accident on the 5.
Yeah. It could be. But I haven't seen it yet. So hopefully when that comes, I will be able to just plug it into my powered speakers. They're computer speakers, but they're powered. I know I may have to get a phono preamp, though.
Phono.
Because I won't get into why it is. But I have. So I got all excited when he said, I'll sell you the turntable. I'm like, I'm going to the record store. And I got like 5 records for $20. I was stoked on it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. And he comes in and tells me there's no needle.
No.
I was like, so then I go on a hunt. I'm like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. And I end up going out to Dimples on Arden, which is like the record thing. And they've got users. So I go in there. I'm like, no, we only sell the needles for the Crosley players. And the Crosley record players are the ones that you see at every Target and every crap store. They're kind of bullshit, low-level stuff that sound okay, I guess, but, you know, whatever. So they don't have them, but I start looking around. I'm like, oh. So I buy more. And now I've got 9 albums. 2 of them are double albums, and I can't play them. So I've been like...
They make good decoration.
They're just sitting in the box. And I looked at what I bought. I got home, and I just went, I really am a white man because there is no disputing my race when you go through this. And music is universal. It's true. But I got, this might be the blackest thing, The Cult. I got one of their albums. I got The Doors. I got Boston. I've got The Who. I've got Frampton Comes Alive, which is the white man album. I've got Gordon.
Billy Preston didn't even play on any of those.
That's right.
That's how white those are.
I got Gordon Lightfoot, his double album, Gord's Gold. He was in SAC last Wednesday, But I was like on the fence about whether I should go, and then someone sent me a YouTube video of him live from last year, and I'm like, bless his heart, he's 75 and he's trying, but I can't sit through one YouTube video. There's no way I'm going to make it through a whole fucking concert, and I'm not paying $50 to see it.
Damn.
I got Springsteen's Born in the USA, and then Huey Lewis in the News is Picture This and Sports, which still has the five hit song sticker on it.
Wow.
In the original. And
black people actually like Huey and Lewis in the News.
Well, they got a little soul to them. They got heart and soul. But the original Tower Records price tag is on this. Now, I paid $1.99 for this used. Kareem, would you like to guess how much the original Tower Records price from 1994 or 1984 was?
$14.99.
Christiana?
I think I saw it already, so I don't think I can play this game.
You overvalued your vinyl. The price tag, $7.99 for vinyl in 94 at Tower Records.
The CD was $14.99.
Yeah, every CD was $14.99. They were new. It was crystal clear, and you could hear just the music. There was no scratches or pops. And now everyone's gone back and wants the scratches and pops.
Yes.
You can't.
There's something not right about that.
About which? Not hearing anything?
Not hearing anything.
Yeah, it seems very sterilized.
Like my in my car, I paid like over a grand for a car stereo.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me that crisp, clear, perfect sound, and then I didn't like it.
Too sterilized.
Let's muddy this up.
Yeah, because it was just missing a little bit of grit.
Yeah, I know the feeling. But yeah, so I'm excited. Hopefully by the time this drops, it's the end of the tone arm that would go on. It's the whole needle assembly that goes on there. So,
well, if you, in the future,
right,
the Guitar Center has all this stuff.
Fucking Guitar Center. so anyway, that was the turntable saga that went on. And now, why Christiana and Kareem are ruining America. From Charlotte Atkins Lucas, the founder of Lucas Oil, you know, from Lucas Oil Stadium, she went on Facebook and wrote, "I'm sick and tired of minorities running our country. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think the atheist, minority, Muslims, minority, or any other minority group has the right to tell the majority of the people in the United States what they can and cannot do here. Is everyone so scared they can't fight back for what is right or wrong with this country?" Mm-hmm. That's a bad night when you start posting that on Facebook. So one of the local TV stations.
I want to be racist, and I don't want nobody to say nothing about it.
Now, if you're ready and waiting for the, well, she could have been hacked or this is a hoax claims, turns out she confirmed, yes, that she wrote it on her Facebook page, and this was the explanation she gave to the local TV station in a phone call with Call 6 investigator Rafael Sanchez. And you know they sent Rafael Sanchez just because that's his name, just to piss her off. She said, "I was very upset when I wrote that. I will not elaborate other than to say there are certain people who are trying to make the whole world eat what they want to eat and do what they want to do. I don't think it's any of their business what I put in my mouth. Thank you."
I got something to put in your mouth so you shut the fuck up.
I have no idea what atheists, Muslims, and other minorities have to do with what she's eating. I think she's referring to vegans. And we all know how annoying they can be. Right, Becca? Hi, Becca.
dear.
I don't know. Immediately after that, she issued an official apology, which reads, "I apologize to everyone for the insensitive comments posted on my Facebook account. My comments do not reflect my personal views about any individual or minority group."
Wait, but why'd you say what now then? Why?
Listen, I'm apologizing now. Stop. "Only my frustration that our government system sometimes seems out of balance. We live in a country, but the agenda of our elected officials is too often dictated by special interest groups. My comments did not reflect my true feelings, and I am sorry for anyone who may have been offended."
I keep hearing people say that, and then I'm like, fuck, the government is not taking over as much shit as you say they are.
They can't even handle the shit they've got to handle.
What was it? Obama was going to put your grandparents in the home or something?
Death
shit like that?
Death panels.
Death panels.
Death panels.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, the government's not going to come out and do that. what are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't have a Surgeon General in the United States because they won't get together and confirm one. A Surgeon fucking General. So anyway, hey, last year she was honored with the Spirit Award from the Madam Walker Theater. They gave her the award for her work in philanthropy, business, arts, and culture. So we'll see if she wins that again. Lucas Oil is a family-owned American company, by the way. Yeah.
And a charming family it is.
Mm-hmm. So yes,
they made their money in the slave trade. Oh, did I say that out?
Did they? I have no idea. I might have. Let's hit the comments for a brief one. And I'm tired of rich people, minority, running this country too. And then someone who goes by Emma Gold Digger. I thought oil companies were ruining America, but it was those pesky minorities all along. It's true. So that's it. You only get in trouble when you're frustrated. Step away from Facebook.
Exactly.
Or just be really vague about it.
And how can you be that rich and be frustrated?
Oh, no. Sorry, I just checked the score of the baseball game.
Mental illness? Oh, well, spoiler alert. It's
already over.
Oh, it is. And
I mean, it's not over now. It'll be over now when you're listening to this now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Is the team you're rooting for not doing well?
That is correct.
Okay. Now
like
let's.
I wonder where we lost her to.
I just wanted to check.
That's fair. I found this really interesting, not in a good way though. Headline: Brooklyn coffee shop uses Instagram to say how much they hate Jews.
What now? Why are people?
What? I don't know.
I don't get it.
What is wrong with people? If you're following a coffee shop on Instagram, you're probably in it for pictures of steamy mugs, roasting beans, and maybe a tilt-shifted scone. You're probably
shifted scone.
That's what it says. You're probably
that's funny.
Not expecting to see crazy, poorly spelled anti-Semitic diatribe, but here you go.
Were you talking about the Hasidic Jews?
I don't know.
Is it Orthodox Hasidic?
I'm not sure exactly what it is.
I think Hasidic is not. I think you can be Orthodox without being Hasidic.
Yeah,
I
think most Hasidics are pretty Orthodox, maybe. I could Google it since I have this handy-hand computer, but I'm not going to.
Handy-hand computer. It's all been taken down off of Instagram, so if I try to click there, it doesn't show up. Shocker! Let's see if I can find something that makes it. This is all... Okay. Bushwick original neighbor is a hoarder and a mess. True, he's refused selling his building for lots and lots of money. His building and treatment of it makes the hood look much less attractive. And I would like him to either clean up or move along, but not be bought out by Jews, however, who in this case, parenthetical, and many cases separate, sorry, close parenthetical, function via greed and dominance. A layman's terms version of this story would simply be buying buildings, cutting apartments in half, calling them luxurious, and ricing them at double. Bushwick is rising and progressing and bettering, but us contributing or appreciating the rise and all over positive change do not want to be lumped with the greedy infiltrators. Two Jewish young men with generally rude behavior, parenthetical, one more than the other, close parenthetical, ordered coffee and explained how they were looking for this neighbor of mine. I knew what was up and I asked where they are visiting from. When asked where I'm from, I firmly and confidently said, here, this is my neighborhood, and this is where I come from. They began to lighten up and almost kiss up a bit, but I openly said, looking to buy a building, and they said yes, and I explained how this man had been asked to sell for large amounts of money many times, which is true, so I said, good luck with that, but if you're going to come here, you got to be nice. It keeps going. It's just this long weird thing. Yeah, I think we've gone through the whole thing about the Jews. I'm like, what? Oh, okay. Hold on. He was misunderstood. He was completely misunderstood. Ha. Huh. He called them greedy infiltrators. This is from DNA Info New York. Update. Instant update. He's a native. His name's Michael Avila. He's 31. The coffee shop just opened since the summer. He preferred the place would become a place for the community. He's had several customers come in describing poor living conditions and the, quote, sneaky methods that their landlords, who he said are often Jewish, use to try and kick them out.
He's not helping himself.
No. In response, he wrote a lengthy screed on the shop's Instagram page. This is the original stuff. After a flood of negative comments to the post, he told DNA Info New York that he was misunderstood. I'm anti-Zionism. It's about politics. It's about greed.
That has nothing. What?
I'm certainly not anti-Semitic.
I do not think that word means what you think it means.
That would stand against everything I believe I stand for. That's right.
Right. Well said, sir.
The post was intended to create awareness about greedy landlords, he said. People are, quote, taking it quite personally. I can't imagine why. Mm-hmm. Even though his post did not apply to all Jewish people, he said, many Jewish people have similar feelings about wanting the same, quote, beautiful community in Brunswick that he does. I think some of them took it very personally because they identify so much with their race. What? It's fine to have pride in their race, but you're more than that. Before that, you're human. Oh, good. Thanks for clearing that up. I think they took it personally, even if it doesn't apply to them. Sometimes I feel misunderstood. I'm fine with being misunderstood. I'm quite used to it. I don't really mind. Listen, if you're misunderstood that much, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me break it down. You're an asshole.
No, we understood what you said.
Brooklyn coffee shop owner.
Just fine.
He's 31 and he owns a coffee shop.
Can't visit. They just got to take over.
Be nice. You got to be nice if you're going to come into my coffee shop. I'm from here. Speaking of terrible things, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have delivered a baby, and they've given it a very interesting
name.
What
did they name it?
Nah, that's what it's about.
What did they name it?
They named it Wyatt Isabel.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wyatt Isabel?
Yes, Wyatt, yeah. As in Wyatt Earp. They gave their little girl a boy's
name. Well, babies do Earp an awful lot, so...
It's true. It's true. Yeah, the baby girl is Wyatt Isabel. Like wearing cowboy boots with a negligee. Did I shave my back for this name? Why it is, of course, derived from the French meaning little guy. But this name is positively French country kitchen, something Ashton and Mila decidedly are not. The name is only fit for one of Gerard Depardieu's empty wine bottles. There's nothing good about the name Wyatt Isabel. It's in the annals of semi-homemade cooking with Sandra Lee. It's Kwanzaa cake. Nothing? Okay.
Kwanzaa cake.
Come on, Kareem. That was where you're supposed to jump in and be like, what?
What?
Thank you. Mila Kunis is Ukrainian, a fact in which she doesn't seem too comfortable. Perhaps a little Wyatt's name is part of some Kutcher Kunis frontier thesis dream. This is just a dumb article. It's a weird name, but it's certainly no weirder than any other Hollywood name. She's going to go to school.
It's still a regular. I mean, it's a regular name. It's just used in a gender non-conforming method. There's a lot of things like Taylor, I think, is more predominantly a girl's name now than a boy's name. And
yeah, there are some that go
Whitney.
Yeah.
Whitney's a guy's name. Used to be a guy's name or surname, too.
Yeah.
No, not buying it.
No.
nor am I.
I'm right.
And actually, probably if there was
sorry,
a guy.
Sorry, you misunderstood your own opinion.
And actually, if there was a guy named Whitney, he probably would have been black. So.
Well, there was a Whitney Brown who was who was not black, but he was on Saturday Night Live for a brief moment. Also in New York, I found a lot of stuff in New York this week. Teachers were arrested for a threesome with a student. It's a couple of blonde teachers. They're pretty blonde English teachers, and they allegedly gave a 16-year-old student a steamy private lesson in French.
It's called rape.
Focusing on the phrase menage a trois.
It's called rape.
Rachel Respis, who's 24, took the teen back to her suburban New Orleans apartment.
Where were they when I was in high school?
It's from the New York Post. It's not from New York. It went to a suburban New Orleans apartment on September 12th and teamed up with fellow teacher Shelley Dufresne, who's 32, for an illicit three-way romp. That's what cops say. Officials said Respis sneaked away with a schoolboy after a football game and that the kinky liaison with Dufresne lasted until the wee hours of the next morning. Not surprisingly, the teen bragged about his exploits soon after he got back to classes at the high school in Kenner, Louisiana. He told other students that he was having a sexual relationship with teachers. That's according to St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Office. Once word got out of that three-way, police were called because parents just don't understand. And the boy, who was just shy of his 17th birthday at the time of the alleged sex, revealed the tryst with Dufresne and Respis, his current and former English teachers. In Louisiana, the legal age of consent is 17.
I can't believe that. That's the most unbelievable part of this story.
That the age of consent 17?
In Louisiana.
You're thinking, you were thinking lower?
14.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So they missed by a matter of days the difference between just having a good old time and facing up to 17 and a half years in prison for numerous charges, including carnal knowledge of a juvenile, indecent behavior with a juvenile, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. Students told local TV station WGNO that the trio had been fooling around for a while, and authorities are still investigating to find out just how long the alleged sexcapades lasted. No matter what sex the victim is, everyone should be outraged. That's what Kenner Police Chief Michael Glazer told the Times-Picayune.
He's not even outraged.
Christiana's outraged. You have an educator. Their responsibility is the safety and education of children. They should have known better. Dufresne, who's the mother of three young children, has been teaching at the school for a decade, and Respis just started her second year there. They posted $7,000 in bonds, with Dufresne being released Wednesday night and Respis on early Thursday.
Sheriff high-fived that kid.
Yeah, it's...
it's rape.
It is. It is, in fact, rape. Under the law.
Also, probably in reality. Despite...
Well, the law is reality.
Despite being it's so, you know, every boy should want to blah, blah, blah. These bitches are in a position of power and authority over their students. And no, the boy couldn't have consented even if the age of consent was 16.
Well, he could have, but yes, they should know better. Wait until he graduate. Get somebody who graduated. It's not like two women who are 24 and 32 are going to have a problem finding a 19-year-old who will have a three-way with them.
Yeah,
it is this phenomena is like baffling to me,
right?
Because when you're in high school, the girls always want somebody who's older.
Mm-hmm.
So when did it get to, okay, so now I teach school, high school, so I want somebody younger. What the fuck is going on there?
Christiana?
It's a pathology. They're abusers. They're fucking child abusers. We just make light of it because the boy is a thing, and obviously every boy wants to fuck somebody.
True.
So whatever.
That is a fact.
Which is why I got mad at this seems may seem tangential, but did you watch the last season, or I guess the first half season of Mad Men?
Yes.
I don't remember if it was this one or the one before. And I'm going to spoiler alert. So if you're not having worked your way through Don Draper's adventures in life,
yes,
turn down for a couple minutes and then turn back up. This is what you should turn down for to answer the immortal question.
Right now.
Don Draper was raped.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I found one review the next day that called it a rape. Everyone else was like, all these other reviewers framed it as like he had his cherry popped. He had, you know, this ha 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 titter titter. Like, no, he was raped. And the show does a good job of pointing out like, yeah, if you're a younger boy and you have sex with an older woman who kind of just takes you, it can fuck the shit out of you for a long, long time.
Yeah. It kind of explains why Don Draper can't have a relationship,
right,
with anybody. Well, that, and, you know, the whole childhood thing.
So
anyway,
this kid's going to have to deal with the baggage of a bunch of people like high-fiving him, whatever. Like, so, you know, if he didn't want it, and it probably was awkward anyway for him, even if it seems cool now, he's going to have to bury all that down and just be like, yeah, haha, it was great. It's fucking, it's rape. It's the same as, it's just, fuck it, you know?
Well, I think you have to look at it as what if you switch the genders out and it was a 32-year-old and a 24-year-old guy and a 17-year-old girl?
Yep.
There would be pitchforks and torches.
Pitchforks and torches, yeah.
And it's, I don't, is this the new face of, are these women who were molested when they were younger or like, we're taking the power back by taking a 17-year-old? Or was, I don't get it.
I don't think that thought came in.
It's just a pathology. Child abusers have all kinds of reasons for doing what they do. I don't understand those reasons. You'll have to ask those ladies.
Mm. Well, yeah, we won't. But this is a new headline, and it'll be a few days old now when you hear it. This happened in Australia where a chef cooked his killed and cooked his transsexual wife.
I just saw that headline.
That happened in L.A. at a restaurant that...
Yes, but I don't believe
that
it.
I ate at. No, no, no. I ate there.
Mm-hmm. You ate a dead person?
No, I didn't eat a dead person. But
that explains a lot now.
unbeknownst to us, like at the time, we read the article like 2 days later that the guy's wife had been missing. The proprietor of the restaurant guy's wife had been missing for so long, and then it came out later that he killed her first, and then decided to dispose of the body by basically like cooking it down.
Mm-hmm.
So unbeknownst to you, he had cooked. Served you some woman soup?
No. He didn't serve anybody the soup.
Well, the differences here are his wife was transgendered, and he killed himself while he was in the process of doing the cooking. Oh. So he is no longer a concern, other than he killed his wife. So, stupid Australians.
That's a long way to go.
It is. It really is. You've committed, you've gone all the way through it, and you're like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to kill myself.
Like, that should have been the second thought after you killed her, if that's what if that was a possibility.
Well, no, that should have been his first thought. Instead of killing her, he should have just killed himself. Because if you're going to murder somebody and then kill yourself, just switch the order up.
Yeah.
It's faster that way, less mass. Yeah, and then people will think far more highly of you that way. That's what I think, anyway.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, coffee, Kareem.
Cool.
Christiana. Cool. Yeah, coffee's cool, especially in cool weather. Drink real coffee. Next in cooler tool, odd kids' names. Odd kids' names. Christiana.
Gonna have to go with cool.
Kareem?
Tool.
Yeah, it's tool. Name your little girl. There's literally millions of girls' names.
Pretentious assholes.
From all over the globe. Go ahead and do that. Just go ahead and do that.
I have a weird name. My kid has a weird name, so I can't throw any stones.
It's fair.
I do too, but
but still, I know, tool on
but
them.
I know where
tool
my
on them.
But I know why my parents named me what they named me. They weren't being pretentious assholes.
And finally, in cooler tool, this one's a weird one. Extracurricular activity, Kareem.
Fucking A, man.
Christiana. I'm gonna swing over to tool on this. Just and I know societal norms would have me high fiving, and if I were 17 years old,
you can be enlightened.
I'm working toward enlightenment.
Embrace it.
I'm coming toward the light.
I'm going to the light.
I'm going to the light.
I'm not apologizing for my man.
So that's it for cooler tool. Speaking of manhood, the Real Housewives stars, Joe and Teresa, and Giudice is how you pronounce their name. I learned that from watching Wendy Williams. Giudice, sort of like the coffee shop. They are going to prison.
That's how they pronounce it. I think it would be
Giudice.
Yeah.
They pronounce it Giudice. Yeah, it's crazy.
Orange is the New Jersey was the best comment I read on that story.
She got 15 months in prison. He got 41 months for bankruptcy, mail, and wire fraud. NorthJersey.com reports Teresa's jail time will be followed by 2 years of supervised probation. Now, Joe, the husband, was ordered to pay $414,588 in restitution and is thought likely to be deported back to Italy at the conclusion of his sentence. He emigrated to the U.S. with his family when he was just a year old. Page Six, which is from the New York Post, notes that his attorney previously told the court that he was not aware that he was not an American citizen. Where's your outrage on that one, Christiana? Anchor babies. Oh, no, I don't know.
Send them back.
Judge Esther Salas previously agreed to stagger any jail time the couple received to enable one parent to remain home with the couple's four children. NorthJersey.com reports that earlier in the hearing, Judge Salas admonished the couple for glaring omissions in their pretrial financial disclosure forms after they failed to report purchases of cars, furniture, construction equipment, and recreational vehicles.
I want going back for a minute, how do you not know? I mean, I'm assuming that he never voted, or did he have a fraudulent Social Security card, or did he have, what kind of passport did he travel with? It's possible to have an Italian passport and an American passport.
Right, yeah.
Maybe he just thought, oh, it'd be cool. But I mean, I don't know. At a certain point, don't you kind of wonder and like, why don't I have any of these other foundational documents? Gosh.
I don't know. But in a letter read before the court, Joe's mother pleaded for leniency, saying, "My son needs a slap on the wrist not to be taken away from his family." To which Judge Salas later responded, "It's not a slap on the wrist you need, Mr. Judice. Uh-huh.
Need the slap on the ass."
So, yeah.
I think the main lesson here, don't do that and then have a reality show where you brag about all the fucking money you have.
Yeah. Well, I think
a good idea.
There you go.
I think the message here is Andy Cohen is the devil.
Yeah, he got you good.
Andy Cohen runs Bravo.
She won't even be able to flip a table in jail because they're all bolted down. How disappointing for her.
I almost had a spit take on that. It was everything I could do to not spit beer into my microphone, which would be bad. There would be a lot of crackling.
They're
going
to have to put her like in, was it segregated?
Special, yeah. She's going to have to be special housing. Yeah.
They're going to deport her over to Mob Wives. She's going to move reality shows. Yeah. But if you've seen Mob Wives, that is quite a show.
I have not watched that one.
Yeah, it is scary. This is a story that made me angry, Kareem, and probably you as well, or made you shake your head. Headline, white mom accidentally gets black baby, stresses out, sues sperm bank. That's right. A white mother in Ohio is suing a sperm bank for accidentally giving her African-American sperm, which led to her having an African-American baby. Well, half of one anyway. According to the Chicago Tribune, Jennifer Cramblett filed a lawsuit in Illinois' Cook County Circuit Court alleging that Midwest Sperm Bank gave her, a white woman, the wrong sperm, mistaking a black donor for a white donor. She and her white girlfriend, Amanda Zincon, had requested Caucasian sperm. Cramblett said she discovered the mistake when she and her partner requested another few vitals of the same donor sperm to have another child. Now she's suing the sperm bank for, quote, wrongful birth and breach of warranty, citing the emotional and economic losses she suffered. What? She says the mix-up happened because the Midwest keeps handwritten instead of electronic patient notes, and information can be misread. Now, this is from the lawsuit. On August 21st, 2012, Jennifer gave birth to Peyton, a beautiful, obviously mixed-race baby girl. Jennifer bonded with Peyton easily, and she and Amanda love her very much. Even so, Jennifer lives each day with fears, anxieties, and uncertainty about her future and Peyton's future. Raising a mixed-race daughter has been stressful on them. A small, all-white community, according to that lawsuit, Cramblett was raised around people with stereotypical attitudes about non-whites, the lawsuit states, and did not know African-Americans until she attended college at the University of Akron. You can't sue people because you live around racists, you stupid
no,
bitch.
But you can sue people for gross misconduct in
it's
their
true.
Work. Here's yeah. the deal. The best comment I read in response to this article was, okay, obviously the racial aspect is a pretty hot button issue and has a whole lot of other complications.
Right.
What if one of these women was a carrier of cystic fibrosis and they didn't check and they gave her the sperm of someone else who had it and then her kid has cystic fibrosis and is going to die at 19? Like yeah. there's a whole bunch that could go like seriously health-wise wrong if they are not cautious. At the
I
very
know a
least,
40-something year old with cystic fibrosis.
Well, they die. Usually they, okay, but they don't. You're not going to know that person for long because it's a terminal illness that kills people young. So
he's pretty healthy.
Okay. Well, go for it.
So the exception. Okay.
So the exception.
No, you're,
well,
you're,
anyway,
your point is
best for
probably
you.
Your point is well made. But
point taken.
My point is medically accurate. But, I mean, they can't. And also, you have the right to procreate the way you want to procreate with the person or the characteristics that you want to, you know, we may find this reprehensible for all kinds of different reasons, but I can't fault them for being angry that a choice that they made consciously was fucked up due to someone else's negligence. And it is, you know, if they're not prepared to learn about her culture, raise her well, there are fucking racist towns out there. Well, and there are people in this day and age who don't meet. I mean, it's fine.
To your point, she goes on to say that she doesn't know much about black people, and it's a lot to learn. In addition, her small Ohio hometown of Uniontown is, quote, too racially intolerant. For example, she says no one wants to cut her now 2-year-old daughter's hair, and the child is not overtly welcome in the community. Also, her family isn't too hot on her homosexuality, so having a black kid, her therapist told her what most people would, move. She should relocate to a town where her blended family is more comfortable, with good nurturing schools boasting kids of color like Peyton. So,
we have monetized and commodified birth and marriage, and if you're gonna do it, and there's contracts for this, then she has every right to sue the company for making a negligent mistake.
I'm actually not that upset about that part of it. Actually, I'm not really upset about it at all. I think it's funny.
It's stupid.
Because, I mean, I agree with everything you said.
Listen,
except for the cystic fibrosis.
Here in America, being of mixed race means you'll never get anywhere except to the White House because you just don't have the ability to move ahead in this culture. Because,
you're just being, that's just stupid.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? We have a biracial president. Derek Jeter.
Racism is done.
I give you Derek Jeter.
If you can make money off a mixed race person, go ahead and use as many
of
them as you want.
But that's if you can make money off of it. Yeah, and that's pretty much what they do.
I give you President Obama. I give you Hank and Kendra's baby.
No, yeah. Have we made a lot of strides? Sure. Is racism over? No.
Yes, but that...
Their kid was already, if they're really in a small, intolerant town, they're already starting off one in the demerit column because they're gay. They got to deal with all kinds of shit.
And that's their fault.
They're in Ohio.
They should sue God for making them gay.
That's it.
Or whoever did it.
They're in Ohio, so the fact that there's racist people in Ohio...
Get
the fuck out of here.
It is the Florida of the North Korean. I keep referring to it as that, and I will not back off of that assessment.
He said I wasn't upset... Like, she should be able to sue for them fucking up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, if somebody fucks something up that monumental, honestly, I would have no problem in saying, like, well, I'm going to provide for my child and her college education, and you're going to pay me for fucking up. I would have no problem with that.
Yeah, but now I have the same standard that we have now applied to women. Women have applied to now, instead of saying, don't set yourself up to be raped, don't rape. Don't set yourself up to be racist. Don't be racist. That's what we need to be teaching people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope whatever settlement they get out of the sperm bank allows them to move to a place where they can actually be a happy little family.
I hope the sperm bank does a better job because you don't like the cystic fibrosis example. There's a lot of other nasty genetic illnesses that most of these places screen for, you know, because of that. And if they're not careful about probably the rather obvious things that they could inventory for sperm, then what else are they going to do that are going to cost more measurable, terrible, you know, amounts later on?
What if it's your first cousin?
I know two people that have it, and they're both over 40.
Well,
they probably only have you can have a double, you can have one half, you can live longer or shorter, but they're not going to live to be 80.
But she's... And she's, I think she has cancer now. So that's going to be not the cystic fibrosis is going to take out the cancer. Unfortunately.
Well, this isn't.
Well, that all just went south.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, everybody.
Thank you for bringing up cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, well.
Hey, everybody. You know what? Hold on. We need to do something to bring the show back to its comedy roots. So, Let's start with
those were very bad toys.
We
got rid of all those.
Got rid
things,
of all those.
Whatever.
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go. Here's something.
What?
Oh, good for you. And how was it? No! You're a nice guy.
String them all together.
All right.
And one more.
Give me a fucking answer.
All right.
Okay.
After a summer full of flight delays and disturbances due to jerkhole passengers, it's almost a relief that the big air travel story involves a box of live crabs. That's right. A LaGuardia to Charlotte U.S. Airways flight was scheduled to depart at 7 p.m., was delayed for about 30 minutes after some crabs, the little ones, not the big Alaskan king crabs, that's what an airline spokesman told the Charlotte Observer, became loose in the cargo hold.
Was everybody scratching on the plane?
That is creepy. So creepy.
How many spokesmen? The spokesman quoted a decent number of them.
So creepy.
Everybody scratching on the plane.
Charlotte Magazine collected tweets from disgruntled passengers. Kristen Jean tweeted, 30-minute delay from LGA to CLT. By the way, you really need to rename your airport if it's CLT. BC, a shipment of live crabs escaped the cargo area. Hashtag crabs on a plane. Anna Scarcella tweeted, ladies and gentlemen, your flight is delayed because a box of live crabs spilled out in the cargo area bin during flight.
And the pilot can't stop scratching his crotch.
At U.S. Airways, how is this real? She also tweeted, if you're trying to make a connection out of Charlotte tonight, that will not be happening. Sound of at U.S. Airways gate agent killing dreams.
Oh, dear. That's like the time we tried to, we sent our cats to Canada. To live with their it's true to live with their former owner,
right?
And
Canada,
and they got bumped from their first flight because there was a beehive traveling on the plane, which also was just like, oh god,
what if it's your cats to Canada can
only end badly, you know, if anything goes wrong with that. Just
Well, from crabs to smaller crawly things, Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant reopened after its permit was restored following treatment for a cockroach infestation. That's according to theme parks at Knott's Berry Farm.
Ew.
Yeah.
And you thought those were walnuts.
They referred to an infestation as a, quote, isolated structural incident. The restaurant was reopened at 9:30 p.m. The eatery had its permit suspended about 2 p.m., so that's 7.5 hours where you couldn't eat. At least
walnuts
not there.
Walnuts or cranberries.
Quote, the issue was contained to utility areas, had no impact on food preparation or guest dining areas. Knott's remains committed to delivering safe, enjoyable experiences at all of its attractions, shopping, and dining locations. A spokesperson for the Orange County Healthcare Agency had said earlier in the day the permit would be restored after the restaurant on the grounds of Knott's Berry Farm exterminated the cockroaches. There will be evidence of an infestation. It was enough to suspend the permit. Examination was part of the routine inspection. The Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant advertises chicken dinners, lighter-than-air biscuits, and boysenberry pies on the theme park's restaurants. I walked by. There is no way I would ever eat there. No way. Because it does look like a place where cockroaches would go to congregate. Because, you know, I do enjoy Knott's Berry Farm. But, yeah, That was a no good. No good at all.
Oh, I have never been to Knott's Berry Farm.
You haven't? Have you been to any theme parks in Southern California?
Nope.
I would explain it. Christiana, have you been to Knott's?
Have I been to Knott's? Of course. Well, you're all the time.
Sort of a local. Is that where would you rank them in terms of theme parks on your satisfaction?
The Knott's of my childhood was much better than the Knott's of today, which is too Six Flaggy and gone to like fast rides and roller coasters. But
Knott's
when I was young was a perfectly acceptable, you know, Disneyland alternative.
Yeah, I went once and they had a few roller coasters and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And it was good. And it wasn't as rapey price-wise as Disney. Disney's just, I mean, expensive.
True.
Is what they do. All right, we didn't do it. We did the whole thing for the ladies last show, thanks to Usher. So it's time to get back to our roots. Time for some Florida Corner. First up, Florida Town, infamous for speed traps, is now disbanding their police force. Whoops. The city council of the tiny North Florida town, known as one of the nation's worst speed traps, has voted to disband their police force. The Waldo City Council voted 4-1 to eliminate the department just weeks after the chief and interim chief resigned because of a state investigation into many issues, including an illegal ticket quota. City Manager Kim Worley told the Gainesville Sun that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement audit found many expensive computer and facility fixes were needed and costs the small town can't afford. The move follows a revolt by five Waldo officers who said they were forced to meet an illegal ticket quota and the evidence was being stored improperly by the interim chief. As CBS News reported last month, Waldo's seven police officers wrote nearly 12,000 speeding tickets last year.
12,000?
Yeah, collecting more than $400,000 in fines. That's one-third of the town's revenue. They had six different speed limits in just a couple of miles. Drivers enter the city at 65, then it drops to 55, 45, then 35 miles per hour. Asked if the situation rings well with him, Gordon Smith, the sheriff in neighboring Bradford County, said, "It doesn't, because you're just creating this cash cow, and where there's cash registered juice." I don't know what cash registered juice is, but...
Not creepy at all.
Yeah.
Creepy at all.
He also referred to it as legalized robbery, and we shouldn't be doing that. Thanks, Sheriff.
Okay.
Also in Florida, and I don't even know how this is possible, but a Volusia man was charged with molesting a vending machine. Daytona Beach police have arrested a man they suspect.
Hope it wasn't my uncle.
Is your uncle a white guy?
No.
Okay, then it's not him. Several cases related to the robbery of coin-op machines. Daytona police officers responded to Crystal's car wash to investigate theft and vandalism. Video surveillance captured parts of the crime and left police with enough evidence to pursue a suspect. On the video, the suspect was seen using a sledgehammer and an axe to force open the coin-operated vending machine. After reviewing the footage, detectives identified the man. Jason Jocelyn is the suspect. He was arrested 4 months ago for similar crimes police say committed at Melissa's Car Wash on Belleville Road. On Friday, detectives located and arrested him. He's now facing charges of felony criminal mischief and molesting a vending machine. See, it's not what you thought. Yeah, you thought.
I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
I had to see where that was going.
Police say he's also the suspect in several other cases being investigated in Daytona Beach and Port Orange. He's not actually fucking the vending machine. He's just molesting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got many, many, many readings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did I mention Gordon Lightfoot on the show, or was it between shows? I think I mentioned it on the show. Gordon Lightfoot is he's old. He doesn't quite sound like Gordon Lightfoot anymore. But Aretha Franklin still sounds great. In fact, she is doing some covers now. And she showed up on David Letterman's show to do a cover of Adele's Rolling in the Deep. So let's take a listen to this.
What a night. You know what I mean? Look at this. That's Sissy Houston over there.
Yes, it is.
Sissy Houston, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How are you? Now we're talking.
Ooh. And on saxophone, is that Don Rickles? Did I have that? What a night, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, a legend who has won multiple Grammy Awards, was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul, were you there?
I sure was. What a night.
Absolutely. Her new album will be released on October 21st. It's entitled Aretha Franklin Sings the Great Diva Classics. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Aretha Franklin.
Pretty amazing that she's hitting those notes.
It'd be better if she was wearing that cool hat she wore at the inauguration.
It is. You know what else
would
be better? It would also be better if someone told her, Aretha, stop wearing strapless gowns.
She can wear whatever the fuck she wants. She's Aretha Franklin.
That's right. But I agree with you, Nate.
But she sounds great. And this is live on Letterman, too. This is not the studio recording. So yeah, Aretha Franklin sings great diva classics coming out.
I think the guy in NPR was like, by Adele, who's so young, she named her albums after her age.
Right.
19 and 21. she's awesome, so it's cool. She's diva already, but go for it.
Yeah, it's just one of those songs that when you heard Rolling in the Deep, that's
a good song.
It's a good song, and the pipes to actually sing it is something. And the fact that Aretha is hitting all those notes at 70-something is amazing. Although women tend to be able to hold their... Female singers tend to be able to hold their voices better than guys do.
Oh, yeah. Yes and no, I don't know. I mean, Sir Paul McCartney, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, he can't hit the notes anymore. Not like he could. When I saw Heart a couple of years ago, they still sound just like they did in 1977.
They still sing from the diaphragm. Do sing from...
Well, and they also probably haven't been doing as many shots of scotch in between. You know who can't sing? David Lee Roth cannot sing.
Did anybody watch that video that was, I think I shared on Facebook, and much other people did too, about like the... this German woman who just perfected that throat singing thing where you can sing like two notes at the same time. Mm-mm. That is some freaky shit. It is weird.
I don't think we're Facebook friends.
Are what? We not?
You should probably...
we need to close the loop.
You should probably
there.
Fix that.
All right.
Probably do that. So, yeah.
It's weird anyway. Yeah. They sing two notes at the same time, people. Two notes. Same time.
Ooh.
Rozelle can do that.
What's that?
Rozelle can do that.
All right.
You know who Rozelle is?
No.
Not a clue. We're just not along, Kareem.
Sure.
He is the human beatbox from the Roots.
Oh, all right. There we go. I don't know all the members of the Roots. I know Questlove and his comb.
So he could actually beatbox and sing at the same time.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'll have to watch that, too. It's impressive.
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
Many hours of practice.
I don't know. I've ceased being impressed with stuff just to be impressed with it. Because there's all sorts of weird shit going around. It's like, yeah, it's okay, but I'm just doing something. All right, let's.
So no,
I'm running out. I'm running out of steam here. I'm sorry.
All right, wrap it up.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up.
I'll take it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, we got a follow up in small town news. This goes way back. Vermont man accused of crushing 7 sheriff's vehicles with a tractor 2 years ago is not going to be prosecuted. The Caledonian Record reports state's attorney Alan Franklin and defense attorney Chandler Mattson agree that 36-year-old Roger Peon of Newport was insane at the time of the rampage. He had pleaded not guilty. At one point, he was deemed incompetent to stand trial. He's been hospitalized since January. Later evaluation deemed him competent, and he's now being treated outside a hospital. Franklin said a hearing on his treatment would be conducted in about 2 months. Police said Peon was angry about marijuana possession arrest when he drove his father's tractor over 6 police cruisers and a van owned by the Orleans County Sheriff's Department back in August of 2012, causing $300,000 in damages. Why didn't they hear this happening, you might ask yourselves? They were watching the Olympics on TV. They were... True story.
Right.
He ran Why over. Not? Yeah. Because he had to drive this tractor right next to the building to get to the back lot where all the cars were. And they're just in there watching the 2012 Summer Olympics, just like, yeah, look at that. Look at that. I don't really care for the Orleans County Sheriff's Department either, by the way.
You have so many issues with small town police forces.
Yeah, small town police forces are dicks.
Not all of them.
Yeah, they are.
What did they do to you?
Oh,
they beat you with a baton.
Listen, I've been profiled.
In the back of a police car?
I was profiled as a young man. They went, he's a young man. We need to pull him over. Give him shit. Newport City Police, by the way, they're fine.
What? I don't...
Anyway, so this...
Okay.
So this whole thing happened. And the dumbest thing about this, aside from the fact that they were watching the Olympics while it happened... was it became this big, weird internet meme.
I'm sorry, are they dumb for being Americans, rooting on America? Is that the problem here? I think you're wrong.
Well, I think they're dumb for
America.
Which Olympics was it?
2012 Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics. London.
Okay, yeah. I might have watched a little bit of that.
So some of the internet memes that were done, they pasted his face on Rambo, and put a burning tractor in the background with some trucks with They Drew First Blood. There were a bunch of free Roger Peons. Somebody made a tractor and they put General Lee paint on it and paint in Photoshop very badly.
Oh, boy.
Yee-haw! Them dukes.
Then a photo of the crushed police cars with...
You really got them good.
With Gitter
Duck. Impressive.
Oh, yeah. It was a big tractor. Let's see... Oh, yeah. They just went all through these. it was hilarious. But and the Facebook page is still up. It is somehow now morphed into something about Ferguson.
What?
Yeah, you've got a crit.
Was he just pre-revenging?
Well, this guy is nuts. He is nutty as hell.
I got that.
Everybody who knows him knows he's nutty as hell. And he felt like they were following him around because he was paranoid and he was crazy and he smoked a lot of pot because that made it better. Basically, and then it's like, well, they did all this, so I'm going to drop it. And they put his face on an American revolutionary. I don't always violently revolt, but when I do, it's because peaceful revolution was made impossible. The Facebook user is Roger Peon the Magnificent. He, this is why Facebook, I think, sometimes should just be shut down, because it's just so bad. So bad.
They let any old crazy use it.
Oh, my God. You really should drill down into Facebook someday if you're...
Nope.
Just like YouTube.
Nope. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Get a nope right on out of there.
Or the comments section of things.
Nope. Definitely nope.
Not going to do the comments section, but...
That's when you realize how racist this country still is.
Well, Facebook...
In the comments section.
Facebook and Twitter are nothing but comment sections, so... Yeah. That's all it be. So that's an update in small town news. Roger Peon doesn't have to stand trial because he's not mentally well. So kids, no matter how much the police may upset you, don't crush their cars with your dad's tractor because it's not the thing to do. They're trying really hard. Even those dicks in the Orleans County Sheriff's Department and the Vermont State Police and wherever you live, they may be dicks, but don't get yourself, you know, shot or beat up or arrested for doing something. That's all I'm going to say. Have a great weekend, though. Enjoy yourselves. Don't poke the police.
Don't crush police cruisers with a tractor that you stole.
Borrowed.
Or borrowed.
Borrowed.
Sorry.
From dad.
Borrowed.
Dad got
borrowed. You're not a hoe if you're on the pole.
Oh, that's true.
Good God.
Thanks, Usher. We've learned that from Usher. Everybody, have a fantastic weekend.
Make
stay safe.
Make money.
Yeah, make your money. We won't judge you. You ain't a hoe. God.
Bye.
I want to get into Usher's head someday just to find out what's going on in there. In the meantime, it's Huey Lewis in the news from Picture This. Yeah, I have it on vinyl. No, I can't play it yet. Someday. Bye.